Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing off the second parak of Maseches Yoma. Today we are learning parak Beis Mishnah Vav and parak Beis Mishnah Zayin. The Karban Tamid belongs to the type of karbanos that we refer to as the Karban Ola, karbanos that are completely and totally burnt on the Mizbeach. However, the Karban Tamid, again, the karban that we've been discussing until now, had to be a lamb, whereas for other Karban Olas, certain other animals could be used as well. The following two Mishnayos are going to count the number of kohanim needed in order to offer a ram or a bull as a Karban Ola. Says the Mishnah, Ayil Karev Be'echorasha, that a ram that was brought as a Karban Ola by 11, was brought by 11 Kohanim. Habasar Bechamisha, the flesh, right, all the limbs except for the insides, were carried with 5 Kohanim, just like the flesh of the Karban Tamid. Hakravayim Behasolitz Vehayayim B'Shnayim Shnayim, the insides, the flour and the wine, were each carried by 2 Kohanim, unlike the Karban Tamid, where each was carried by 1 Kohen. And this is because the intestines of a ram are bigger and heavier than those of a lamb, and the amounts of flour and wine brought with a ram are larger than those brought with a lamb. Continuing now with Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin. Says the Mishnah, Par Kari V'Eshrim V'Arba, that a bull, which is larger than a ram, was brought as a Karban Ola by 24 Kohanim. Harosh V'Haregel Harosh Be'echad V'Haregel B'Shnayim, the head and the back right leg were carried as follows, the head by 1 Kohen and the leg by 2 Kohanim. Ha'oketz V'Haregel, Ha'oketz B'Shnayim V'Haregel B'Shnayim, the tail and the back left leg were carried as follows, the tail... the tail by 2 Kohanim, and the leg by 2 Kohanim as well. Hechazav ha'geira, hechazav ha'echad v'ha'geira b'shlosha, when it comes to the chest and the neck of the Kohen, of the animal, how are they carried? To the chest by 1 Kohen and the neck by 3 Kohanim. Shtei yadayim b'shnayim, the two front legs were carried by 2 Kohanim. Shtei defanos b'shnayim, the two sides, the flanket of the animal were carried by 2 Kohanim as well. Hakravayim v'asolos v'ayayim b'shlosha shlosha, and the insides, the intestines, the flour, and the wine were carried by 3 Kohanim each. And that would be the 16 to 24 Kohanim. Again, 24 total Kohanim, as the Mishnah says, would be needed in order to carry a bull as the Karban Ola. The Mishnah is going to explain the numbers of Kohanim listed in the previous Mishnayos were not required for all Karban Ola, says the Mishnah B'med Devar Memurim. In what case were these halachas stated that these number of Kohanim were necessary? So says the Mishnah, B'Karbanos Tzibur, in the case of communal public Karbanos Ola, Aval B'Karban Yachid, but in the case of a personal individual Karban Ola, Imrat L'Hakrev Makrev, one Kohen wanted to bring the entire Karban by himself, he may certainly do so, meaning if the owner of a private Karban chose a specific Kohen from the family of Kohanim on duty that day, that Kohen was allowed to perform all of its services and no lottery was required. But if no Kohen was chosen, then the services of a private Karban were allocated to several Kohanim by lottery as discussed in the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah is going to teach us the those who skinned the Karban Olas and carved the animal's body into the limbs listed above, says the Mishnah, their skinning and their carving is the same for both these and those, meaning for both personal and communal Karban Olas, in that they may be done by a non-Kohen, that anyone can skin or cut up such an animal in when being brought, whether for a personal Karban Ola or for a public Karban Ola. Quick review, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav taught us that a ram that was brought as a Karban Ola was brought by 11 Kohanim, and the Mishnah delineated that. Then Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin taught us that a bull, which is a much larger animal, brought as a Karban Ola was brought with 24 Kohanim, but the Mishnah said, and again the Mishnah delineates exactly which parts of the animal were carried by how many Kohanim, but the Mishnah said that all of these numbers of Kohanim were only specifically described in the lotteries were only necessary as it pertains to a public Karban Ola, but for an individual Karban Ola, then any one Kohen could be chosen by the individual as the Kohen responsible for his things. He would just have to come back numerous times for the various pieces, but it wouldn't have to be necessarily for by these specific numbers. And the Mishnah said that when it comes to skinning or carving the animals, whether it's a personal Karban Olah or whether it's a communal Karban Olah, either way it can be done by someone who's not a Kohen. Have a great day.